This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What will 2017 bring? Will it be better than 2016? Will it be about the same? Will it be worse? The truth is, in all likelihood, it will be a lot worse. I'd like to give you a few excerpts from articles which were published, especially in England, by The Guardian, dated December 24, which had this to say. Britain's Christian leaders are focusing on uncertainty, anxiety, and fear at the end of a tumultuous year on the global stage. Cardinal Vincent Nichols, the Archbishop of Westminster and leader of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, quoted W.B. Yeats' 1919 poem, "The Second Coming. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold, mere anarchy is loosed upon the world." In the last week, Prince Charles has also spoken about disturbing trends in 2016. "We are now seeing the rise of many populist groups across the world that are increasingly aggressive to those who belong to a minority faith. All of this has deeply disturbing echoes of the dark days of the 1930s, he said. Is he true? Is there something to that? Can we really expect something like that to happen in 2017 and beyond? Now, The Guardian also gave us this panorama on December 30 about world events in 2016, which will continue in 2017, and the picture is grim. It says the phrase "turning point" is overused, but future historians are likely to view the year 2016 as exactly that. The standout event was Donald Trump's surprise victory. The billionaire's White House tenancy begins on January 20. Many will dub that date Black Friday, fearful that Trumpism may damage international security, environmental protection, and human rights. Others will see it as a sign of welcome change. It will be a year of living dangerously. Trump's stance suggests a return to a pre-1939 age of economic nationalism, punitive tariffs, trade barriers, controls on movement of labor and capital, closed markets and mines. Britain's referendum vote in June in favor of leaving the EU was unexpected, and I might add, not to everybody, but to many. If the British government's timetable holds, Brexit will begin in March, when the UK will formally file for divorce. France will hold a presidential election in spring. Marine Le Pen of the far-right National Front is expected to do very well. Her main challenger is likely to be François Fillon, a Catholic, for the centre-right. In the Netherlands, March general election, Geert Wilders advocates a Dutch nexit, in other words, an exit by the Netherlands from the EU. Germany holds federal elections in September. Angela Merkel is seeking re-election for the first time as chancellor, but faces strong opposition. The fashionable idea that Merkel will pick up the torch from Obama and become defender-in-chief of Western liberal democracy looks like wishful thinking. Syria's civil war passes a 5-year mark in 2016. The siege of eastern Aleppo became a symbol of the suffering and brutality of the Syrian war. Children were killed or maimed in large numbers. Hospitals and schools were repeatedly hit. In Iraq, an offensive to retake Mosul from ISIS got bogged down. The war in Yemen showed no sign of abating, notwithstanding a furor in Britain and the US about arms sales to Saudi Arabia, whose airstrikes are blamed for numerous civilian deaths. In Libya, a new threat from ISIS emerged. ISIS was also active in Afghanistan. Afghanistan is now America's longest war. The ISIS threat will persist. And this article was written even before the terrible terror attack in Istanbul. Syria aside, the article goes on to say, Russia's military build-up along its border with the Baltic republics, its meddling in Ukraine, its covert political influence peddling, disinformation campaigns, and cyber warfare in Eastern Europe are expected to accelerate. Putin has been building bridges to China's president. This alliance of convenience will create more headaches for the West in 2017, because there's also the prophecy that many Far Eastern nations, including China, including Russia, including Japan, including India, and some other countries, will apparently get together in a collaboration against Western Europe. The nuclear brinkmanship, the article goes on to say, of North Korea's paranoid regime increased regional tensions. This problem will possibly come to a head in 2017, and it has already begun. Mr. Trump just twittered that North Korea will not be allowed to use nuclear weapons to fight against America. Nobody really knows what he means by that. Does he mean he will somehow prevent them from developing it? Or does he mean he will launch a preemptive strike? In Tokyo, it goes on to say, there were calls for Japanese rearmament. Trump suggested Japan and South Korea acquire nuclear weapons. Trump demanded Japan and South Korea pay more for U.S. bases. The biggest regional upset was in the Philippines, where the foul-mouthed Rodrigo Duterte was elected president. Protests from the U.S. and the U.N. prompted him to turn to China for support, repudiating the long-standing U.S. alliance, suggesting that also the Philippines will become part of the Far Eastern collaboration. We just talked about Russia. Now here's an extremely important article, interesting article, by Express, dated December 31, saying this. Vladimir Putin has been showing off his latest high-tech robotic killing machines, which are so advanced, Russia could fight a ground war without committing a single soldier. The terrifying combat robots were put through their paces in harsh winter conditions during military exercises on the outskirts of the capital, Moscow. The head of Moscow's Advanced Research Foundation said, the longer-term plan was to fight wars without men. He added, it would be powerful robot units fighting on land, in the air, at sea, as well as underwater, and in outer space. The soldier would gradually turn into an operator and be removed from the battlefield. Very interesting, in light of the fact that the Bible says there will be an army of 200 million horsemen fighting against Europe, an army coming from the Far East. Now, if you put all the armies of China and Japan and Russia and India together, you still have a hard time getting 200 million people. But what if some of those horsemen were robots? Here's an article by Thomson Reuters regarding Germany. Dated December 30, it said, Islamist terrorism is the biggest test facing Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel said, and she vowed to introduce laws that improve security after a deadly attack before Christmas in Berlin. Describing 2016 as a year that gave many the impression that the world had turned upside down, Merkel said Germany had an interest in taking a leading role in addressing the many challenges facing the European Union. Germany is going to be taking a, if not the, leading role in keeping Europe together. The Bible makes this very clear. A United States of Europe under German leadership will develop, consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations, and a very charismatic leader, and it is not Angela Merkel, will arise, bringing all of this about. Now, if German leadership means something like the next article suggests, we are all in big trouble. The Jerusalem Post wrote on December 30, Professor Gerald Steinberg said on Thursday, and this has to do with this anti-Israeli resolution by the UN Security Council. In many ways, the Obama-Kerry perception of the conflict has been shaped by European conventional wisdom. So it is not surprising to see European leaders embracing Kerry's speech. See, that was another anti-Israeli speech after the resolution. In Germany, Foreign Minister Steinmeier has been particularly critical of Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu, taking Germany farther away from its post-Holocaust role. And did you know that Hitler's Mein Kampf right now in Germany was the top book in 2016? Most popular book? Steinberg added, Steinmeier's personal attacks on Netanyahu reflect German eagerness to do business with Iran, which was facilitated by Kerry. Germany will ultimately become very hostile towards Israel, like all the European countries. And so what we are seeing right now, what is going to happen in 2017, in continuation of what has already happened in 2016, is very remarkable. The signs of the times suggest, my friends, that the return of Jesus Christ isn't far away. Now, we have prepared a free booklet. When and how will Christ return? When and how will Christ return? A question which should be on everybody's mind. If you really want to know what is going to happen, because Christ warns you that before he can return, a time of great tribulation will occur so bad it has never been since man was created, and it will never be again. And if Christ was not to return, no human being would be saved alive. That is how serious it is going to get. When and how will Christ return? A booklet which will open your eyes. Please ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.